This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand. Over the past 6 days, Southern California has been soaked by unrelenting rain.
My name's Daniel Cosgrove, and I live right here. I live right below the house that slid. And last night I was on the phone with my friend, and we were talking about how crazy the rain was. And I had my window open, and I saw the whole thing happen. First, I saw the trees move and the trees kind of going down the hill. And since my window was open, I just heard snap, crack, and pop, and the house just completely go.
Daniel Cosgrove spoke yesterday in front of a 75-year-old home that had slid down a hill in the Echo Park neighborhood of Los Angeles. Rain levels are fast approaching records set back in the 19th century. Roads are blocked and potholes are opening up in some of the major freeways. City officials estimate the damage to public and private structures is close to $10 million. Over the past month, the damage is estimated at more than $50 million. Los Angeles Mayor Jim Hahn was also at the Echo Park house, and he said he's asking for more federal help.
I sent a letter to Governor Schwarzenegger today urging him to redeclare Los Angeles a disaster area. I've declared, of course, a state of local emergency, but we want to begin the process to forward this back again to President Bush at the White House because these declarations of disaster and emergency are time specific. And so, you know, that will be the ways that we can get FEMA funds available to people whose insurance may not cover this kind of damage.
Even if their homes are not sliding down a hill, residents could be in for a shock. City officials are inspecting homes in affected areas and have deemed many structurally unsound. Houses are getting either a yellow warning tag or the dreaded red tag, says City Councilman Eric Garcetti.
When you're red tagged, your home is no longer safe to stay in, that we believe the hillside may have further slippage, and the interest of public safety means you cannot habitate. You must move out of the house.
Los Angeles resident Josh Jacobs lives next to the house that fell. His house wasn't marked by the city, but
we have a friend that we're staying with, and we cleared our stuff out, and we're sort of self-red tagging, as it were.
For now, residents are complying with the tagging, checking over their insurance policies, and waiting for the rain to stop. Asked why he would choose to live in an area with such steep hills, Daniel Cosgrove shrugged it off. He says people take risks by living in Los Angeles.
Well, the area that we live in is really unique, and it's a great community. And I was commenting to my friend while this was happening how right down the hill on the flats, it was completely flooded. So you never know. I mean, you take your chances if you're in the hills or you're in the flats.
And there's some good news for property owners and commuters. According to the National Weather Service, rains in the area should let up by the weekend, though there is a possibility of more rain next week. And here's a follow-up to another California story. Yesterday, we told you how officials near Simi Valley were searching for a big cat whose footprints were found in the area, a cat much larger than the area's native mountain lions. Some thought it was an African lion or a tiger or a combination of the two, a liger. Well, the mystery has been solved. Trackers have shot and killed a tiger. The animal's body was airlifted out of a wooded area near the Reagan Presidential Library this morning. No word yet how a tiger came to be roaming around the Los Angeles suburbs.